Joe Paterno is out as head football coach at Penn State, effective immediately. The Penn State Board of Trustees decided yesterday that Paterno is no longer the coach, and University President Graham Spanier is out as well. The Board of Trustees' John Surma talks about the decision.
In consideration of all the facts and the difficulties that we are encountering during this time, it was the trustees' view that it was in the best interest, long-term interest of our university to make that change.
The 84-year-old Paterno yesterday announced that he would retire at the end of the season, but instead he'll be replaced right away. Paterno had been head coach at Penn State since 1966. He is the all-time Division I leader in victories with 409. Tom Bradley, longtime assistant, 33 seasons on the Penn State staff, has been tabbed to replace Paterno on an interim basis. Five local high school teams begin play tomorrow in the OSAA volleyball playoffs. Summit, Mountain View, Crook County, Sisters, and Culver have all made it to their respective classifications final bracket. Crook County is working on a string of five straight state titles, while Sisters has won three state titles over the past 15 years. Good luck to all 15. By the way, Summit and Mountain View square off against each other in first-round play. NBA Commissioner David Stern says labor negotiations with the union will continue today at noon Eastern. That's 9 Pacific. Stern says that he's neither optimistic nor pessimistic, and both sides will continue to negotiate. NBA Players Union President Derek Fisher says he can't claim significant progress was made, but both parties will continue to try and get a deal done. Rumor is that the players have agreed to a 50-50 split. And AFC West rivals, each desperate for a win, clash tonight when the Chargers host the Raiders on Thursday Night Football. The Raiders surrendered a home loss to the Broncos this past Sunday, while the Chargers dropped a home shootout to the unbeaten Packers. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.